And let's talk to the police about this and to the wider issue of police with firearms. They are a common sight at the moment, aren't they? Let's talk to Mike Bush, who's, of course, the police commissioner. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Morena.
We're seeing events like this outside festival on Cuba Street in Wellington cancelled. Is that going to be part of life for us over the next few weeks and even months?
I just heard, I didn't hear the word cancelled. I heard moved indoors. But look, I congratulate the organisers for considering the wider environment. As you know, the country is currently at a threat level of high. So we're in a different time at the moment, and we have the same considerations. So their primary responsibility is to keep people safe. They've considered that environment and made their decision.
So is that sort of decision going to be replicated for other outdoor festivals and events? Would you expect to see more of those either moved indoors or taken out completely?
Well, if I go back to the weekend here in Wellington when we had a very big music festival, Homegrown, high level of security, apart from one scare, which didn't eventuate to anything, that went off well. But again,
well, hang on, it was evacuated though, wasn't it?
Yeah, as I say, which didn't eventuate to anything, but it was well organised, well secured. But again, I've got no doubt that the organisers of that event took all of the circumstance into consideration. So their primary responsibility, apart from ensuring everyone has fun, is to keep people safe. And individuals will make that assessment. And at the moment, the country is at a high threat level, so I congratulate them for taking that into consideration.
What is the nature of the threat? Where is the threat coming from?
So that's a very appropriate question. So the threat is based generally on the fact that in the weeks following an event like the horrific event we have had, that we need to be in a higher state of vigilance because overseas incidents tell us that that's the most vulnerable time. We don't have, I can assure the public, that we are not exploring specific threats.
Okay. And in terms of your response, it is for all frontline officers to carry guns while on duty, right?
That's right. So while we're in that national high threat level, all frontline staff will be armed. We look at that every day. I know the threat level is being considered by those who consider it, and we'll definitely look at reassessing that if and when the threat level changes.
So that means that for what, 4 to 6 weeks you'd expect to carry guns?
We'll reassess it continually. But this won't go on forever. I can also reassure you that we will go back to our normal practice, our normal stance. But that will be considered. We will return to the position of being a routinely unarmed police service. But again, I can state, as I've done recently, that our staff are very well equipped and do have all tactical options at their immediate disposal.
Sure. Commissioner, does the threat level have to reduce to a certain level before you put the guns away on the front line? I mean, it's at, what is it, high now. Does it have to drop to a certain level before you put the guns away?
Yeah, that will be one of the major determinants, yes.
Mm. Can I move to the situation in Dunedin where the shooter was residing?
Yes.
There were reports that a member of the public was very concerned about the Bruce Gun Club where this shooter had some engagement with and had been visiting and was perhaps even a member there. There were concerns and reports from a member of the public who said that they went to the police and were worried about the kind of extreme language and behaviour of these people. Was that followed up by the police?
Oh, absolutely, it was followed up. We've spoken to as many people as possible, including the person who did state that publicly. They're forming part of the investigation themselves. We're trying to substantiate anything they said, but we haven't been able to substantiate those comments at this point. But we'll continue to investigate.
So this was Peters' name. He posted on Facebook, actually, about his visit to this Bruce Rifle Club. It's just south of Dunedin. And he talked about the homicidal fantasies and then that these people harboured, and that he had spoke to the police arms officer. So have you gone back and had a look, and are you satisfied that enough follow-up was done as a result of that complaint?
I do have a level of satisfaction around that, but it will form an ongoing part of the investigation. I want to be absolutely satisfied.
Yeah, you sound a little bit hesitant there, and I appreciate...
Only because the inquiry hasn't been fully completed at this point. But
did the police go... Commissioner, did the police go and visit the Bruce Rifle Club and check it out?
At what point are you...
After the complaint of homicidal fantasies that was reported to the police arms officer?
Just to be absolutely accurate, I'll need to come back to you as to whether we went there or whether we have interviewed people from that gun club, whether we interviewed them there or at their homes. I'm not absolutely sure, so I'd like to be sure before I answer that question. But we have spoken to people from that gun club.
Yeah, but you don't... Are you able to give me an assurance that you are satisfied with the level of police follow-up following that complaint about the Bruce Rifle Club?
I'm certainly moving to that point, but as I just need to say, that inquiry is yet to be completed, but it forms part of our investigation.
Thank you for your time this morning. Do appreciate it. That's the Police Commissioner, Mike Bush.